Is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
True trademark of FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you'd like to get done around the house. Maybe it's a project, maybe it's an improvement, maybe it's a repair, maybe it's a plan for a future project. If it's on your to-do list, if it's on your dream list, reach out to us with your questions, but 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button to get us your home improvement question. Hey, coming up on today's show, as the weather warms, we're seeing more and more signs of spring cropping up everywhere. But along with the flowers, trees, and lots of green, there's a lot of wildlife that crosses over that wild side right over to your yard. And, man, they can disrupt your plans for beautiful landscape and garden. So we're going to share some tips to encourage deer, rabbit, and groundhogs to stay clear of your space.
And if you've taken on painting projects in your home, have you accumulated a few partially filled cans of paint that you'd maybe like to use again someday? Well, we're going to share some tips on how you can double the life of that stored paint so that it's ready when you are.
And spring rains are drenching yards and gardens right now, but unless you have a well-designed system of gutters, they can also lead to some serious damage to your home. So we're going to explain how to check to make sure your gutters are flowing freely.
But first, we are here to help you plan and save you money and spare you from all those snafus that can happen on your way to those wonderful home improvement project completions. So what are you working on? It's getting warmer out. Are you thinking about those outside projects? Maybe you're refreshing the indoors. Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand.
Give us a call right now with your questions. 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tara in Pennsylvania is on the line with an insect question. How can we help you?
Hi. I was just wondering, we have a bunch of earwigs that's up underneath our siding, and it seems like they're always there, and we were just wondering, you know, what can we do to get rid of them? Is there anything that's attracting them there?
Well, look, they're probably looking for food, so something is landing on that siding and attracting them. Generally, when they're not up high like that, it's advisable to trap them. Like a trapping program will reduce their population. But if they're up on the side and crawling on the building, I'd probably go straight to a pesticide management program, some sort of chemical control. The University of California recommends a pesticide called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And there's a number of commercial products that are available that have that in it. And that should be probably the best way to control them and stop them from coming back and encourage them to go to somebody else's house to advance.
It would be helpful. Well, along those lines, as far as insects go, we get crickets down in our basement.
Spider crickets.
I guess they're spider crickets. I'm not sure. Little black crickets. But every year they drive me crazy because my bedroom is downstairs.
Why don't you call a pest control operator like Orkin and have them just do a general spraying for insects? You can probably, you know, put just the right pesticide in and around your home in a safe and effective way that will reduce both problems, stop the earwigs and stop the crickets, and just get you a lot more comfortable.
Well, that would be great.
And you know what, Tara, with the cave crickets, we get them where I live on Long Island in the basement. And, you know, I always feel bad when my sister and brother-in-law sleep over because they'll sleep on an air mattress in my basement. And I'm like, the spider crickets are going to leap on you because they totally gross me out. But if you take some double stick tape and just put it around the perimeter of the room, you know, in the interim while you're waiting to treat, they do tend to congregate there. And they'll get stuck, and then you can just pick it up and toss it in the morning.
Well, that's a good idea. I was just using some, like, indoor spray every year when they come around, and then, you know, I'm sucking up the crickets constantly, dead crickets everywhere. And along with them and stink bugs, it hasn't been fun.
Yeah, I bet. You know, Tara, when it comes to making decisions to whether or not you should go with a professional or use the sort of the do-it-yourself approach, I always feel that if you go with a pro, they're actually going to use less pesticide than you're applying yourself, and it'll be done in exactly the right manner with just the right amount to take care of the problem. I think people tend to overspray when it comes to the over-the-counter pesticides and actually put themselves in greater danger. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Dave is on the line and has a question about a kitchen sink. Tell us what the problem is.
I have a kitchen sink that is mounted underneath the quartz countertop. The sink was mounted using wood blocks that were glued to the quartz countertop. These wood blocks have now starting to separate from the quartz countertop. The glue is no longer holding the blocks. The kitchen sink is now dropping. I was wondering if this is a DIY project and how I might go about remounting this kitchen sink using a more permanent solution.
You know, I wonder how long that sink has taken to fail like this, but I feel like probably the best thing to do, I mean, the way it was mounted by gluing blocks to the other side of the quartz top was not unusual. So what I think I would do if I was you is I would take out the old sink completely, and I know it's got a bit of a hassle, but I would remove it completely. And then I would remove those blocks. Now, if they're already loose, this should be pretty easy. If they're not already loose, you may have to – I probably would use a back saw and cut basically between the quartz and the wood block to kind of free it up. A back saw is a saw that's fairly flat, or you could use a regular wood saw as well, as long as you keep it flat to the underside of the surface to separate that. But you get those wood blocks over off, and then you start again. And in terms of the best material to adhere it, I think I would use good old-fashioned contact cement. You know, I'd put probably two coats of contact cement on the wood block and on the sink. I would get that block positioned right where I want, contact it. I might even put a clamp on it for a little while just to make sure it holds really well because it dries pretty fast. And then once you put the sink in, you can reattach it, secure it to those wood blocks that you've replaced. But I think that you're going to have to start from scratch. This isn't kind of a repair as much as it's just sort of a take it apart, replace what's there, and start over again.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on as this weather is warming up and we're all getting excited to spend some time out in our yards with the green instead of the snow? I know we're all looking forward to that. Well, whatever it is going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, deer, rabbits, groundhogs, those are all a sign of spring, but maybe not a welcome sign if they're hanging out in your yard and garden. We're going to have some tips to keep those intruders away next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, 84 Lumber is celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, so come plan your next project.
Whether it's a new deck, a fence, or a door, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and building materials you'll need and knowledgeable staff ready to help.
Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans and ideas and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Dot, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, a couple of years ago, we had a driveway put in. We have a house with an attached garage, and they had graded the driveway, they said, properly so the water would drain away from the house and into the lawn, and we get standing water in our driveway still. And I was just wondering the proper steps to put a trench in our driveway and possibly a drain.
Okay, so it would seem to me that if you're talking about water that's collecting on the driveway itself or on the side of the driveway, there's a distinction.
In the driveway and also close to the house and where the driveway meets. And then there's an attached garage there also.
If we were to stop the water from collecting on the side of the driveway, would the top of the driveway still be flooded?
I think so. Apparently they graded it.
All right, because it's easier to put in a curtain drain along the side of the driveway than it is to slice the driveway and insert a drain. because if you want to try to drain what's on the driveway, essentially you have to cut a slice into the driveway. It's not something that you could do. It requires specialized tools. And then a drain is inserted, and it's kind of like a very narrow grate, almost like a box that's dropped into the driveway. The driveway is graded to the top of it so that the water can sort of roll in and then fill up the drain and then run out. If, in fact, that this water is collecting along the side of the driveway, it would be easier from a do-it-yourself perspective to add in a curtain drain. The way that works is you would dig a trench that was maybe a foot wide, maybe a foot deep. You'd put some stone on the bottom of that. Then you'd put a perforated PVC pipe. You continue to fill that up with stone all around it. You'd add some filter cloth over that, and then you would regrade, and you would be, it would be completely invisible when it's done. And, of course, it has to be pitched properly and discharged properly as well. So the curtain drain on the side of the driveway is easier than sort of the trench drain where you have to cut the driveway. I would tend to say do the curtain drain first and see how it goes. Dot, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if it seems every year more and more animals like deer and rabbits and groundhogs are finding their way into your backyard or flower bed or your garden, maybe they're more than ever before popping up, now is a great time to take some action so you can limit the damage that they can be capable of causing. So here's a few options to send the message that, hey guys, party's over, we don't want you here, you know, you can go somewhere else, but please just don't stay here, little animals. So here's some tips.
So first, let's talk about repellents. There are plenty of homemade remedies and commercially available products to help keep deer and rabbits and groundhogs and such out of the yards and the gardens. They work, but here's the thing, guys. They have to be applied about every 3 weeks. Wildlife, they are creatures of habit. And when you apply repellents, you're trying to break that habit. But it's not a sort of one-and-done situation. If the wildlife figure out that sometimes your landscape tastes bad, sometimes not, they're going to keep coming back to check.
All right, now let's talk about fencing, because physical barriers like fencing are truly the most effective, but they're also the most expensive and have a visual impact on your yard. And guys, get this, deer, they can jump up to 8 feet. So unless you've got like a massive fence outside of your yard, those deer can definitely find their way in. So there's actually a lot of good choices out there when it comes to fencing. And you can go with a shorter 4-foot fence. It can work, especially if you have double up the fencing, kind of two layers, because they can't really jump over the two of them together. And I know, Tom, you did this at your garden, and that seemed to work for those deer, right?
Yeah, it did, because we have we had sort of the vegetable garden closer to the house, and there was also sort of a playground fence that was right up against that. So, yeah, they got the message. But we did also have deer along the back of our property, which is a little bit remote. And there, they were a little more stubborn about leaving, so I actually did put up a deer fence there. But it wasn't terrible, even though it had to be tall, because I used the netting style, and I essentially put some posts in, I hung a cable between the posts, and I attached the netting to the top of that, because once they knew it was there, they definitely stayed away. Now, if you have rabbits or groundhogs you're trying to keep them out, you want to make sure that the fencing has smaller openings along the bottom 2 feet. So for our garden, that vegetable garden, we used 4-foot black wrought iron style fence, but I attached some of that black flexible fencing along the bottom, and that worked really well to keep those critters away. And lastly, change up the menu. You know, some plants and trees are resistant to wildlife. As the deer population in my area got worse over the years, we decided to remove an old line of bushes and replace them with a specific type of bush that was very, very resistant to deers. It's called a green giant arborvitae. Not any kind of arborvitae. It's got to be called a green giant arborvitae. And we've actually seen families of deer walk up to the new bushes and give them a sniff and move on. So hooray for that.
All right, Joyce, Missouri's on the line next with smoke damage. What is going on at your money pit?
Hi, I have a ceiling that got a bit of smoke damage from a propane fireplace. So I don't want to paint and have it bleed back through and then have to go paint again. Painting is a big enough job. I want to do it where it will stay white and not bleed through. So my question is, do I need to seal it, wash it? What do I need to do before I paint it?
If you've got smoke damage, generally what is done? And that, you know, are you seeing like yellow stains? Is that what you're seeing? Is it all over? Is it in a spot?
No, it's a smoky color.
All right. So because it's a soot and the soot can tend to feel like a little bit oily or greasy depending on what you were burning, I guess it's from the propane, You might want to clean it a little bit first with TSP. You can find that in the paint center in the painting aisle. It's called trisodium phosphate. And you mix that up, and you can make it sort of a thicker consistency. And you want to wash those areas. See if you can get some of that soot off first. And then once that's all dry, you're going to want to prime that wall and prime the entire wall. And you can use an oil-based primer that does tend to seal in those stains a little bit better and any sort of, you know, smoky odor that might have been there from whatever the damage was. And then once that's dry, you can go ahead and put a latex paint over it. That'll give you the color, and that'll, you know, ensure good adhesion of the paint to the primer, to the wall, and hopefully then, if you've done a good job of sort of trying to clear away the extra soot and the stain and then sealing it with the primer, that shouldn't bleed through. So that really does the trick.
Okay.
Heading out to Maine, we've got Frank on the line who's dealing with a hot water issue. So tell me, nothing but cold showers these days? What's going on?
I've got water in the bathroom and the kitchen, hot water.
Okay.
The problem is don't get heat out of the baseboard, hot water heat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a different problem.
No, that's okay. A real problem.
That's a real problem, especially in Maine, right?
Yeah.
All right, so how many zones do you have in the house? Is it one thermostat or are there multiple thermostats?
There's multiple thermostats because I have an in-law apartment up over a garage.
Okay.
Part of the apartment is built up over, is on the second story of the addition, and there's heat in that, but in the apartment itself where I live, temperature can get down to 64, even though the thermostat set at 70.
Okay. So do you ever feel the radiators be warm in the apartment that you live in, or do they just never get hot?
Never get hot. They get warm, but it obviously doesn't heat it up to the number on the thermostat.
You're going to need to have an HVAC guy look at this, but I'll tell you what I would be checking. So first of all, you're going to have one circulator for each zone. So if you have two zones in the house, you may have one circulator for both, or you could have a zone valve, which operates mechanically to move the water through one loop or the other loop or both, depending on what the thermostat is calling for. And you're also going to have a temperature sensor inside that water called an aquastat that could also be bad. I think there's an issue here with either the circulator or the control. If you can figure out, if you have both thermostats turned up and one's really hot and one's not, you can actually go to the boiler itself, look for that circulator. You'll see where two pipes come in, and you can actually touch one and see if it's hot and touch the other. You'll know which one is the problem. And also, if you're standing in front of the circulator, I would want to know if that circulator was making a lot of noise, if it was rattling, because sometimes as they start to wear, that can impact this problem as well, too. In fact, when I was a home inspector, I had a very interesting way of sort of checking the health of a circulator. I would have a long screwdriver, the kind I used to use to poke around for like wood rot and stuff like that. I would put one end on the body of the circulator and the other I'd hold up to my ear. And just at the right above my earlobe, and it was like having a stethoscope. Man, you could hear all the mechanical clicking and clacking going on inside that motor. And after you did it for a while, you knew how to predict a bad bearing or something else that it needed. So I think the issue is going to be in the circulator, it's going to be in the zone valve, or it's going to be in one of the temperature sensing controls that move that water and tell it when to go through the radiators. I mean, there could be air in the system, but with a baseboard radiator, that doesn't happen as much as when it's cast iron radiators. So I hope that gives you some direction, Frank, and you're able to get warm here before you have to experience very many more chilly nights.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, you got a few spots on the walls that need a touch up, and you're wondering if the paint that you've been saving from that last project is still good. Well, we're going to share how you can make that extra paint last more than twice as long as it should when the Money Pit returns.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Tom, I love this. We got in another five-star review from a longtime listener.
All right. Another happy customer.
I know, and I love it. I love it when they're happy and they're feeling good. So Jay the Mom wrote in saying, Money Pit is a must-listen podcast. At least for me it is. I'm all about DIY. There are many components to owning a home or helping someone else with theirs. Every topic you can think of is covered here. The advice given is spot on. If you're looking for guidance on your home, this is the place. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Well, Jay the Mom, thank you.
Wow. 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 That's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. That really means a lot to us. And that's exactly why we do what we do. We know owning a home can be complicated. We know it's overwhelming. We know there's so much advice out there. It's easy to get lost in all the opinions. So we do try to sort it out for you and give you some very specific steps to get on with those improvements so you can get on with enjoying your house. So Jay the Mom, thank you so much for your review. And if you'd like to join Jay the Mom by posting a review, just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We've got a full set of instructions right there, or you can go to Apple Podcasts. Well, when it comes to storing paint and the life expectancy of that leftover paint, most manufacturers are going to say that paint can last 2 to 3 years. But my personal experience, Leslie, is that it can last a heck of a lot longer, as much as 5 to 6 years, because the success depends not only on where the paint is stored, but more importantly, the condition of the can. Because the enemy of stored paint is simply this, it's air, right? So the more air that gets into that can, the shorter the life of the paint. So you want to keep the air out, you got to have a good seal. So that seal is really key to storing that paint for the long run. So here are a few things we've learned along the way that can help you do just that.
Yeah, and I think this one we're all guilty of. So when you go to open a can of paint, is the first thing you, like, grab a screwdriver and start prying away around the side? Well, don't use a screwdriver, because what happens is it kind of bends that edge, and then you're never going to get that nice tight seal again because you've bent it and now it's just not going to seal. Instead, use a paint can opener. I mean, it's a tool that you can either get for free or, like, super inexpensive at the paint or the hardware store. Generally, they're handing them out to you. And it kind of has, like, a curved screwdriver end. So as it's kind of prying it open, it's not bending back the rest of it. Now, before you start to paint, you want to poke drainage holes in the bottom rim of that paint can, you know, right around the edge, because you're going to pour the paint. It's going to sit in that little lip around there and then, again, not seal well. And you can use a screwdriver and a hammer so that you can just kind of tap little holes all the way around, and then as the paint gets into that lip in that rim area, it will drain back into the can. Now, when you're done painting, use the brush to clean that seam as much as possible on the paint can, and then go ahead and take a rag and wipe the opposing seam on the lid, because paint that's going to dry in either area, again, it's going to make it so that it does not seal, and then that paint is just going to be exposed to air, and it's not going to last.
All right, so now you've paid very careful attention to that rim and you've got it as clean as possible. So the next step is simply this. Cover the open can with a piece of clear plastic wrap, like cellophane or saran wrap. This is going to act as a gasket and provide an additional level of seal protection to prevent that air from getting into the can. And finally, place the lid on, then tap it down gently at first. You want to go maybe using a rubber mallet, which is good, or sometimes I'll put a wood block between the hammer and the rim to prevent any dents and damage. Now, once it's done, you're ready to store the paint. Don't just stick it on a shelf. Stick it on a shelf upside down. Why do you do that? Well, because that's going to ensure, again, that no air seeps in. And make sure you do this in a cool, dry place.
Now, here's one last tip, guys. Get in the habit of writing the date the paint was first opened right on the can. And this way you can easily track that paint's shelf life, because who knows, maybe you're going to find out that you can store that leftover paint a lot longer than anybody thought was possible. I also always like write down the name of the paint or the number of the paint and the room that I painted it in, just because sometimes things are similar and sometimes maybe you have a different finish on things. This way there's no questions as to where it goes and how long you've had it. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, basement floods, foundation cracks, and serious termite troubles. These are just three hassles of homeownership that can happen if you don't have a well-designed system of gutters. Not sure what you should be looking for? Well, we're going to share all of those things to keep an eye out on this spring next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe, natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber is not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project.
Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need.
Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, whether you are planning a decor project, perhaps you're remodeling your kitchen or a bathroom, or maybe you're just doing some maintenance stuff like fixing a leak or a squeak, whatever it is, we are here to help you every step of the way on The Money Pit Podcast. You can check it out at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading over to Maryland, we've got Nick on the line who's dealing with water in the basement. What's happening?
I have a block basement of a building, and I've coated it with dry lock. I've done repairs on a roof, and basically what I have now is a wall that's not wet, but it's like a yellowish tan, and paint is like chipping. So
yep.
I'm not getting water on the floor anymore. And I, at this point in time, I'm not sure what to do to kind of prevent the water from staining the wall.
Okay. So first of all, here's what's going on. The problem you're describing actually is water, but you've slowed it down enough to the point that what's left is evaporating for the most part, but it's leaving behind mineral salt deposits. That's the off-color staining and what's causing the paint you put on those walls to sort of split away. It's usually white, crusty, gray, sometimes tan, and that mineral salt is just evidence that the wall is still getting wet. The reason it's getting wet is because concrete block is very hydroscopic. It will draw water up into it like a straw. and it gets as much water as it can take, and then that water will go ahead and evaporate out, leaves that salt behind. When there's a lot of water, it actually puddles, and that's where you can really start see the flood start to happen. Now, the reason that this goes on is simply because there's too much water being allowed to collect too close to the foundation. You mentioned you'd done some roof work. Do you have a gutter system on that roof? Is the gutter clean? And are the downspouts discharging away from the foundation by at least 4, 5, or 6 feet?
Yes.
Here's what I would like to hear and what I'd like to see. I'd like to know that you have adequate downspouts draining that flat roof. And by adequate, depending on the size of the spout, the size of the gutter. The standard gutter is a 5-inch gutter, but what I would recommend is a 6-inch gutter because it handles 50% more water, and the downspouts, the leaders, are much wider and don't clog on that building. And then when they do get to grade, we don't want them anywhere near the foundation. We want that water to discharge. Perhaps it's through a solid, not a perforated, but a solid PVC pipe, depending on your grade, where then it takes that water away from the building and comes out into the daylight somewhere where the grade is lower. And I mean away, 15, 20 feet, whatever you have to do. You want to move that water from the roof away from the building. Now, once you get the gutters working and working perfectly, and by the way, if you want to see what's happening right now, the next time you're there when there's a really heavy rainfall, grab your galoshes and your raincoat and your umbrella and go look around that building and look at where that water is sitting. I can guarantee you that this water is collecting somehow, some way near that foundation. You've got to move that water away. And then once you have the downspouts all settled up, the last thing to do is you could improve the grade if it's very flat. We'd like to see the soil slope about 6 inches over the first 4 feet and then taper off after that. And that would be with clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but something that's very tampable, compactable. Then you can cover it with mulch or topsoil after that. The reason that you're having the water issues you're reporting to us has to do with water management at the outside. It's not rising water tables or any of that sort of thing. So if you address those issues by collecting the water properly, discharging it into the right number of spouts, getting it away from the building, and then improving the grade, I think that that basement's going to dry up. You did the last step, which is what I would have told you. After you did all of that, you could paint those walls, and that would just stop some of the surface evaporation. But you're not there yet. That's not the first thing. That's the last thing you do.
Sir, thank you very much for taking the time to call me back. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And listen, on our website at moneypit.com, we have a guide to fixing leaky and damp basements. I would encourage you to look that up. It's one of our most popular pieces. It gets about 100,000 views a month. So people are finding it very helpful, and it will reinforce some of the things we've talked about today, okay?
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it.
Well, with heavy spring storms happening right now in a lot of parts of the country, it's a good time to take a look at your gutters because they are key to more than just keeping water from sort of overflowing on your head as you dart in and out of your home on a rainy day.
Yeah, first of all, guys, gutters perform one duty, and that's controlling the water around the home. But if gutters are missing, disconnected, clogged, or maybe you just don't have large enough gutters, you could be facing expensive home repairs like flooded basements, cracked foundations and sidewalks, a leaky roof, and all of this can even lead to wood-destroying insects finding a very, very tasty meal at your house.
Right. So here are a few things to check. First, most homes have 5-inch gutters. They're called, the standard gutter is called a 5-inch K-style gutter because the profile sort of looks like a K. And they're designed to drain 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface per downspout. So here's what I want you to do. Step back and look at your house roof to estimate about how much roof surface is draining towards the spouts. And you want to make sure you have no more than about 800 square feet of roof per individual spout, because if you do have more than that, your gutters will definitely overflow during heavy rains.
Yeah, now next, it's very important to note where those downspouts discharge. They should be draining no closer than 4 feet from the house, and that grade should be pitched so that the water continues to run away from the home and not back towards it. If not, all that roof water is going to do a U-turn, go right back to the house, go right up against that foundation, and cause a whole host of troubles. You also want to check for any clogs. You know, with a 5-inch gutter, they're going to need cleaning at least twice a year, definitely the spring, definitely the fall. But depending on where those gutters are and what kind of trees you have around and where you are in this country, you might need to do it more than twice.
Now, if you really want to know how well your gutters and all of your drainage around your house is working, the next time you get a really heavy rain, grab your rain boots, grab an umbrella, and take a walk around your house. Look up at the roof. Look up at the gutters. Are they overflowing? Look where they discharge. What's happening to all that water? Is it running away from the house, or is it sort of ponding near the corners of the house? Is it being trapped by landscaping or by curbing or something else that you have sort of bordering the foundation? You'll get a quick education on what's happening with your drainage. You'll know exactly where to focus on your improvements.
Yeah, and if all of this just sounds like too much darn work and you don't want to deal with it, here's another solution. You can replace those 5-inch gutters with the next larger size, which is 6 inches. And I know it's only a 1-inch difference, but that really does make a huge difference because they can drain 50% more water. And the biggest benefit, because those downspouts are also so much wider, they almost never clog.
That's right. So no gutters needed. You know, for all of the advice I give on this program about the importance of clean gutters, I will tell you I've personally not cleaned my gutters since 2014. Why? Well, because I have those large 6-inch gutters with big downspouts that just don't get clogged. Doesn't matter what the trees release. I'm in a wooded area. It goes right down that downspout and out. So if you think about it, even though those bigger gutters are a little more expensive, if you consider the cost of 5-inch gutters plus all the money it costs for gutter guards, it's totally worth it. So much better, and you never have to deal with those types of clogs again.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Whatever you've got going on, we are here to lend a hand and help you tackle all of those home improvement projects with confidence. Coming up, if you've ever had to deal with a roof leak, you know that long after the leak is fixed, that water stain doesn't seem to go away. So we're going to share how you can make those stains disappear next.
Live in a Money Pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Flashbook.
Money Pit. making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions when you go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Rennie reached out to Team Money Pit and asks, what is the rule of thumb for painting over water stains? I have a two-story home, and my second-floor shower stall leaked and dripped from the first-floor ceiling. The leak is fixed, but now I'm looking at very black stains in spots. The paint is also cracked and is peeling along a two-foot-long drywall seam.
Uh-huh. So, well, I'm glad you fixed the leak. But before we get to painting over water stains, let's talk about mold. Because I think that's what you may be seeing here. Mold really needs three things to fester. It needs air, it needs food, and it needs water. And while there's plenty of air and drywall is a terrific food for that black mold, the fact that you fixed the leak means that there should be no more moisture to feed an ongoing mold problem.
Yeah, now you also want to keep in mind that the black mold that you think you have may not in fact be black mold at all. While it's possible it's mold, water stains caused by the reaction of water with paper and paint and rust, that can also cause a black-looking spot. So it could be that, but either way, you definitely want to give it a good cleaning to make sure that whatever it is, you've taken care of it. Now, as for painting over the water stain, our suggestion is to remove any loose paint, wash that area down with bleach and water just to make sure if they are mold spores, they're totally neutralized, and that's really your first step.
Yeah, and the next step, and really the most important before you put that sort of finish paint on, is to paint that stained area with an oil-based primer, like Kills, for example. This is going to seal that stained surface and prevent it from leaching through to the top layer after you paint. If you don't prime it, that stain will come right through the ceiling paint. So for the best results, prime the entire area, not just the spots that have been impacted by the leak, because what happens is when you put your finished paint on top of your top coat of paint, the areas that are not primed will absorb differently than the areas that are primed, and you'll get sort of an uneven finish. So especially for a bathroom or a kitchen, I would definitely just prime the entire ceiling and then put one more coat of the top paint over that.
All right, hope that helps you out. Now I've got one here from Teresa, and she says, we have a vent fan which vents outside along the heater in our bathroom. We'd like to install a humidity sensor so that the fan will run until it senses no more moisture. The heater should be a choice to be turned on as needed. There's many available online, but I'm overwhelmed and I'm not sure which is right for my wants and my application. Can you please recommend a sensor that's going to fit our needs?
Sure. So first of all, it's a really good idea. I congratulate you on looking for a humidity sensor, because keeping that fan on until all the moisture is vented is really important to prevent mold in the bathroom from forming. And if you keep it drier, that's just not going to happen. Now, there are humidity sensor switches that are available. Leviton is a major manufacturer of these. They have both a switch just for the fan that runs on humidity, and they also have one that's a combination humidity sensing switch and a power switch, which I think is what you're going to need here, because you want a separate switch for the heater. And so that's sort of a two-in-one. So look into the Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N, humidity sensing switches, and I think you'll find exactly what you need.
All right, Teresa, and you'll be on your way to a much more comfortable bathroom.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. We hope that we've given you a tip or two that you find helpful and valuable as you pursue the challenges and the joy of home ownership and improvement. If you've got questions on projects you'd like to get done, or projects you're doing now, or maybe a repair that just happened, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or always, for the quickest possible response, simply post your question at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thanks to research, there have been recent declines in lung cancer death rates. Unfortunately, many groups are still underrepresented in clinical research trials, such as Black Americans. That's why the American Lung Association encourages all lung cancer patients, including Black Americans, to speak with their health care providers about clinical trials so that all people affected by cancer can equally benefit from the latest science and treatments. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Radon is present at high levels in many homes, schools, and other buildings, and is the second leading cause of lung cancer. That's why the American Lung Association, the EPA, and other groups are partnering to raise awareness about the health risks and what you can do. It's easy to test for radon. In fact, do-it-yourself kits are both simple to use and inexpensive. Learn more at lung.org/radon. That's lung.org/radon.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when a friend says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
And I say, "Thanks. They're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold. They have four pockets, plus they're machine washable and come in extended sizes. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you want to get done around your house. So if you need some tips, some ideas, if you are stuck on a project, if you don't know what the next step is, well, we can tell you what the next step is, and that's to reach out to us with your home improvement, your remodeling, your decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. Coming up on today's program, you know, nothing signals the start of spring better than those fresh blooms like daffodils and tulips in full color. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful spring blooms, you need to start planting bulbs now. So we'll share tips in just a bit.
And speaking of spring, there is nothing like being able to throw open those windows and get in some fresh air, unless those windows are stuck and then you just can't open them. Well, we're going to help you free them up the easy way.
And if you're planning for some early spring plants, mulch is a great insulator, but if you put too much on, you will suffocate the growth. So we're going to walk you through the best practices in just a bit.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DIY-done project. So what are you working on? How can we help? Truly, there's no project too big, too small that we can't help you sort of tackle or at least get the steps started so you can check that project off your to-do list. Let us know how we can lend a hand.
Connect with us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Teresa in Tennessee is on the line with a decking question. How can we help you?
We just finished redecking our deck outside and with treated lumber. And we were going to stain it, so I was very happy, you know, going and trying to pick out my color. And I was told that we're supposed to wait about a year to stain it. Is that true?
It's brand-new pressure-treated lumber?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so there's a formulation that they use to create the lumber to be more weather-resistant, which is basically saturating that wood with whatever that mixture is that makes that wood durable. So in doing so, you're dealing with, you know, some very green, very wet wood. So if you were to apply a stain at this point, it would kind of just float on the top and not really saturate into the wood. And you'd end up with like a strange finished product, and it also would not last at all. So what they recommend for pressure treated is a season, 6 months. It's got to be dry. It's got to dry out. And once it does dry, then you're able to apply the finish, and it will saturate whatever the stain is, saturate into the grain of the lumber itself, and therefore stay for a much longer period of time.
Oh, okay then.
And the type of woods will depend on what that aging time is.
Oh, okay. So 6 months, not a year.
Right. It's generally a season, Tom, right?
Yeah. I mean, It is going to end up being a year, but I would, if it's brand new now, I would go through a full summer with it, and then, you know, when next spring comes around, you could think about applying some solid color stain then.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for answering my question.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
David in Arizona is on the line looking to lay some flooring. How can we help with your project?
Oh, hi. I recently moved from New York to Arizona, and we purchased a home in... There's such a difference between New York and Arizona.
Yeah, you can say that.
We're looking to do some floors in the bedrooms with a wood look, hardwood or bamboo or whatever, but there's very few people out here that have the same answer to the question. So we were wondering what would be the best application for the floors here. They're all cement underneath.
You know, if it's a first floor, you can put solid pre-finished hardwood on top of that. That's okay to do. The other thing you could do is you could use engineered hardwood. So if you want a hardwood look, you know, those are two ways that you could achieve it, even if you have a slab-on-grade floor right now.
And that would be a glue-down or a nail-down?
No,
or,
actually, it depends. They have locking boards, so there could be a floating floor, especially the engineered. I know it comes as a floating floor.
Okay.
And I believe the solid does as well. So it all kind of snaps together, and you lay it on top of the floor. It just sort of sits there and hangs there. And then you leave a, you know, maybe quarter inch or so where it runs up against the baseboard, and then you trim that with some shoe molding, and that's pretty much it. You're good to go. You can use conventional saddles, you know, and transition pieces at the doorways.
Now, the quarter inch is for expansion or movement a little bit?
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to put it too tight against the exterior wall. So you leave a little space there. And you can do the same thing with a laminate floor or one of these new EVP floors, too, the engineered vinyl plank, which is pretty brilliant stuff, just gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks great,
product.
Too.
Yeah.
Now, is there any problems with water on these kind of floors? I mean, we have to worry about moisture either
Not when it's a first floor like that, and especially in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, if you were back in New York, you couldn't put solid materials in a basement, but if you're out west like that, I don't see any issue with that, no.
Okay. It's been a change. It really has it beautiful out here, but what a change.
I bet.
All the things I learned in New York,
so
I want
different.
To apply for some of this. So.
Well, and you got to look everywhere for scorpions.
Oh.
That's one of the things. Every time I'm there for business, freaks me out.
I found a little watering hole that's got a cougar or a mountain lion that visits often. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, there you go.
Well, you're certainly not finding that in New York.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have two Corian sinks in my bathroom. And the water is turning them, they were white, and the water is turning them, like, yellow. And my husband heard that you could use the fine sandpaper and sandpaper around the drain where it's really the worst. And that doesn't seem to work. His is now gray around his drain, and mine he didn't touch.
Okay.
So have you got any solutions?
I mean, I would try first, like, a couple of different, like, softer cleansers just to see if that does anything. I know Bonami seems to be a good one for a surface like that. And then
I've tried all of them.
You've tried all of them.
Yeah, and I even tried the little green, you know, scrubby thing that they told me to use.
You know, have you ever, like with Benami or Barkeeper's Friend, I think is the other one, when I have a Corian sink and I find that what we do is we put a lot of it on there and just sort of almost make like a paste and let it sit on the surface for a while. And then we come back, you know, in 15, 20 minutes later and then start rinsing it off. But it has sort of a bleaching effect when you let it sit there. It's not just to rub it and rinse it away, but let it sit on the stains for a while. What you're describing is not that unusual. Unfortunately, Corian does absorb stains. It's not as stain resistant as we'd like. It can be abraded, but that's not really going to change anything because it's not the stain is not on the top. It's kind of soaked in. So you really need to kind of clean it, and that's why those products work well for that.
Okay. I'll try that, you know, making the paste and putting it on there and leaving it on there for a little bit.
Just sprinkle it out and just and then, you know, get a little bit wet until it gets kind of like pasty and then just let it sit for that. I make it kind of pasty and I'll do a first sort of first scrub while it's real thick like that. Then I just walk away for a while and then later on I go back and finish it off. And that works well for me.
All right. Well, I'll try that.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, nothing signals the start of spring better than those fresh blooms. I mean, think about all that wonderful color that you see with dahlia and freesia and gladiola, all of these things that just make you think, ooh, summer's on the way, look at these pretty colors. But hey, if you want to enjoy those colors soon, you got to get planting now. We're going to have some tips just ahead. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions, we are ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are planning a decor project, maybe you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, or just fixing a leak or a squeak, because those happen too, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. So check it out at moneypit.com/podcast.
Next up, we've got David on the line who's got a question about a water heater. How can we help?
Yes, Leslie. I've got a hot water heater that's apparently reached its age limit. It's starting to leak out the bottom, probably rusted out. And so I was thinking about putting in a tankless water heater, but I live in Tennessee, and for me, you know, the ground temperature is really cool, and I've heard that it's, you know, if you're in Florida, maybe it's a little better situation. But in the winter months, I was thinking maybe it would be too expensive to operate.
First of all, what kind of fuel do you have? Are you on natural gas?
I have access to natural gas, but actually the hot water heater I have now is electric.
Well, first of all, an electric water heater is an electric tankless water heater is not going to be cost effective. How is your house heated, David?
It's central heat and air, electric.
Is it a heat pump?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're talking about using a ground source heat pump. That's like a whole new deal. And that's, I mean, that certainly it's good technology if you don't have access to gas. But I would say that my very first choice would be if I was going to upgrade my HVAC system and had access to gas, I would get that gas at my house because it's going to be less expensive for you to put that type of system in. Because as you started to say, if you were to use a heat pump, you're going to have to bear the cost of drilling a ground coil deep into the earth, which is not inexpensive. So it's very costly to do it that way. Now, in terms of just the water heater itself, if your project is of a limited nature and you just want to replace that water heater because it is old, I would say either use a standard electric water heater, but put it on a 240-volt timer so that it doesn't run 24/7. You know, water heaters are kind of dumb in the sense that you set whatever temperature you want your water, and it's going to be that way whether it's, you know, 7 a.m. in the morning and you're just taking your morning shower, or like, you know, 1 a.m. in the overnight when you don't really need it heated up to 120 degrees or whatever it's set for. So if you put a timer on it, you'll cut back on the number of hours it actually has to run. That will save you some money. And if you want to make something that's just more efficient, you could use a heat pump water heater. There's like you have a heat pump for your heating system right now. Well, there's a heat pump technology that applies only to water heaters. And again, those heat pumps water heaters are pretty expensive, but they're also often rebates on them, and tax credits would also apply as well. So those are your two options for electric. You can either use a heat pump water heater or you can use a standard electric water heater, but put it on that 240-volt timer to save some money, okay?
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, sir. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a front porch stoop. It's uncovered for the most part, 4 foot by about 15. And half of it was built over 100 years ago, and the concrete is kind of crumbly. What's the best way to cover it? Restore it, make it smooth.
So you can restore deteriorated concrete. There are products that are designed especially for that purpose. The mistake that most people make is they use sort of a standard cement in trying to like stucco over that. But you have to use products that are designed to adhere to the old concrete. Quikrete has a line of products that do that. A lot of them are epoxy-based, so they stick really, really well. And I've seen some resurfacing materials that actually are so strong when you try to pull them apart, they actually pull apart the old concrete, but they stick so well that they can do that. There is one called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, that I've used that worked really well that Quikrete makes, and you can put that on over that whole surface, and it'll just smooth it out, look like a brand new concrete porch.
Some of the divots and gouges are like half an inch, three-quarters of an inch deep.
That should be okay. Yeah, I forget how thick it can go, but that's pretty minor. that should be fine. And if it exceeds it, I would read the instructions on it. If it exceeds what they recommend, then you would simply use a patching compound underneath it and then perhaps put the recap over top the whole thing.
Okay, and how about standing up to cold temperatures? We get a lot of ice and snow here.
Yeah, see, that's the point. You can't. That's why you use a product like that, because it adheres. It's designed to stick to the old concrete. Anything else you do will split off in the cold weather, but these products are designed to adhere to stick, and they won't separate.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, Annie. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, nothing signals the start of spring better than fresh blooms. I'm talking about gladiola and lily and dahlia. Oh, my gosh, do I love dahlia and freesia, too. All of those wonderful colors. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful spring blooms, you kind of have to plant them right now.
Yeah, that's right, because the secret to successful blooms start with the timing. And summer bulbs just are not tolerant of cold temperatures, and they need to be planted right after the ground warms up and there's no longer a threat of any frost.
That's right. So if you're ready to start planting bulbs, there are a few basic rules that you do have to keep in mind. First of all, those bulbs don't like wet soil. You want to make sure to plant them in a well-draining sandy soil mixture. You also want to add a good bulb fertilizer to the bottom of the hole and scratch it into the soil really well before you plant those bulbs. And then you want to really be careful not to plant too shallow. I mean, you got to think about it. Squirrels, deer, whatever, these are like tasty, delicious nuts for them. And if they can grab them and get to them because it's too shallow, they are going to. So follow the instructions on the package, but the general rule here is to plant 2 to 2.5 times deep as that bulb is tall, and that should do the trick.
Plant properly, and you will enjoy those beautiful flowers come summer.
Heading over to New Jersey, we've got Linda on the line who's dealing with some plumbing issues. What's going on?
Well, because we had installed a new HVAC at my parents' house, and I don't go down in their basement that often, but when I took a look at the sewer pipe, I asked the fellow, I said, what is this? He said it was a sewer pipe, and it's, I said, my God, it looks like it's corroded or something, and he said, yeah, and it looks like it's starting to get a slight crack in it. So I just was curious to know what kind of a plumber, you know, I mean, I don't know if they profess in their write-ups, you know, in their advertising that we do sewer, if I should be looking at that or if it's something more important, because there's another problem that besides it going up, that we had remodeled the house like 50 years ago. The house is here 73 years, and 50 years ago when my parents redid it in 72, the plumbing then had to go under a cement porch in the back. So it looks like I see that same pipe going out to the porch, so probably we're going to have to lift that up. And I'm waiting for someone to come. I just wanted to be sure I might be choosing the right person to be repairing it or replacing it.
Well, based on what you said, I'm not concerned. I'm not convinced you need any repairs. So cracks, I presume we're talking about a cast iron waste pipe here. Yeah, and cracks in those pipes are pretty common. I wouldn't panic over that. Those can be sealed with something like a silicone caulk. It's not going to be a leak issue. It rarely is. I've seen these many, many times in the years. And sometimes the joints between the cast iron pipes, they have something in them called oakum, and that gets dried out. They can be repacked, but there's no reason to replace that. The reason it looks so like rough and old is because it is. But cast iron is incredibly durable, and it doesn't really break, and it rarely leaks. So I wouldn't focus on that at all. That you're opening yourself up to a real song and dance from a contractor, especially when you get into tearing out a porch and stuff to replace that pipe. It may not be an issue at all.
What type of a plumber then would be good to be able to identify that it just needs a patch? Like what?
Is it leaking? Is it leaking now?
No, it's not. It's not doing any of that. But like my concern was here, you spend $15,000 to put a whole new.
If it starts to do something, then you can call somebody to fix it. If I had a crack that was open in a pipe like that, I would just take some silicone caulk. I'd buy a $5 tube of silicone, and I'd caulk it myself and call it a day. I'd clean it. I'd use a brush, like a stiff brush or a wire brush, to get any loose dust or rust away from it, and then I'd just seal it with silicone. That's it. That's all I do.
All right. That sounds good to me.
All right? Sometimes it's just not that complicated.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Good luck, Linda. Thanks for calling the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this pre-spring season weekend? I know it's getting close and you've got projects to tackle. Coming up, old windows definitely have their charm, but they also have their maintenance headaches. And one is how to get them moving again if they get stuck. We're going to walk you through the step-by-step solution next.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of a beautiful spring day. Well, it's beautiful here. I hope it's beautiful in your space, because if it's not beautiful, well, I'm sure there's a project inside you would like to take on as well. And that's what we're here for, to help you take the right steps to get those projects, those improvements, those repairs done. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Joe, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us what you need help with.
Well, I need help with an idea of how to clean the grouting in my kitchen. It's a ceramic tile, and the grout has gotten discolored and dark over the years. And I was wondering if there was a product or some kind of solution you could give me that would help us clean it.
So you have two types of products out there. You have grout cleaners and grout strippers. The grout stripper is usually one that is stronger in terms of being able to lighten up that grout. The key is that you have to put it on and let it sit for a little bit. So if it's in your kitchen, is this your kitchen floors or kitchen counters or backsplash? What is it?
It's the floor.
Okay. So, yeah, you got to put it on there and let it sit for a bit, and then go ahead and rinse it off. And it does a pretty good job of brightening these things out. There's a lot of different manufacturers of it. I don't have one that I'm particularly fond of over another, but I do encourage you to look for a grout stripper as opposed to a grout cleaner. And once you do get it clean, then what you should also do is apply a grout sealer, which is a silicone product that goes over the grout, and that will stop a lot of the dirt from getting back in there and will keep it brighter for a lot longer.
Okay, that sounds really good. What type of store might I find that? Like a Home Depot, a Lowe's
yes.
type store?
Yep, a home center, a Home Depot, a Lowe's, a hardware store.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your input, and I'm going to definitely get right on that.
Well, spring is here, and it's a time when there is nothing like being able to throw open those windows and letting in that fresh spring air, unless, of course, your windows are stuck shut.
Yep, and that happens a lot, especially with wood windows. And it does so because when you paint a window, that paint can act like glue and seal the window in place. I mean, the adhesive quality of paint is really something to behold. It really does stick them shut.
Yeah, and you have to be careful how you free up those stuck windows so that you don't damage the window or break the glass, because I'm sure you can do all of that. So how do we free up those windows so that we can start enjoying that fresh air?
Yeah, so the first step is to break that seal loose, but there's a strategic way to do that. What you're going to need is a metal putty knife, not a plastic one, but a metal one, or you could use a spackle knife, like one that's maybe 3 inches wide or so, or you can use a painter tool. It's called a 5-in-1 painter tool. It's sort of like a stiff version of a putty knife with a few other doodads on it, and you're essentially going to slip that between the window sash and the frame and kind of work it all the way around with sort of a sawing motion until you've broken the seal between the window sash and the frame all the way around. So do the horizontal, do the vertical, then move outside and repeat the process. So you're sort of cutting that seal around the entire sash. And then once that's done, all you need to do is slip a flat pry bar under the sash. You want to do this directly in line with the vertical styles. That's like the sides of the window that move up and down. And then gently pry up both the left and the right sides, kind of going back and forth until that sash breaks free.
Now, I remember, Tom, you telling me a trick that seemed sort of counterintuitive, like you were hammering the window shut. How does that work?
Yeah. And I didn't mention it at first, but I will tell you how it works. You just got to do it carefully. So sometimes a shortcut to all that sawing and prying is if you put a wood block on top of that vertical style, that's the side of the window, and then you give that wood block a quick rap with a hammer. I don't mean not a smash, but kind of like a sharp with the wrist whack. What it does is it pushes the window down like as if it's going to close more. And because there's some flex in that, it breaks the paint seal. That's sort of my first step with all of this before I start digging out the spackle blades and all of that sort of thing. And it works for me quite frequently. But, you know, it takes a little practice, and if you don't do it in the right spot, you could break a window. So it's a lot safer just to use a putty knife or a spackle blade to work that window loose. You might have to do a little touch-up with the paint. Just remember to not let it stick there for long. Make sure you move that window quickly after the paint dries.
Don't repaint that window shut.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, mulch is a great way to insulate newly planted trees and shrubs, but too much mulch can starve them. Next, we're going to have some advice on the right amount of mulch that you should be using, so stick around.
Live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now is the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects do you guys have on deck for the spring season? Is it a deck? Ah, see what I did there?
I get it.
You got it. But truly, there's so much you should be tackling this time of year, from maintenance projects to just betterment projects around your money pit so that you can enjoy your place so much more. But whatever it is, we love doing all of these projects, and we want to help you get the best job done right the first time. And we can do that right here on the Money Pit Podcast. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so don't miss out.
Tammy in North Dakota is on the line and has a question about flooring. What's going on?
We have hardwood floors on the upper level of our home, and we have a nail that just keeps popping up. No matter how many times I hammer it down, it keeps popping up.
Okay.
And what I'm wondering is why, and what do I do?
So the reason it's happening is because of expansion and contraction of that floor. If the nail is loose, it doesn't have enough binding on it, it's just going to work its way back out again. So the solution is to stop fighting the tide here, pull out that nail, and replace it with a screw. Now, there are many different types of screws, and one in particular that may be helpful, if you even need it. I mean, most floors have hundreds of nails in them, and maybe you don't even need this nail in there. You can just pull it out. But if you want to replace it, you could replace it with something called a trim screw. You'll find those at a home center, and they look like other types of sort of case-hardened screws, except they have a really small head that's just a little bit bigger than a finish nail. And you drive them in. They usually have the bit in the package when you buy it. You drive them in with like a power drill with this bit in the chuck, and it will sit right below the surface, and then you could just use a little bit of a filler on top of that, and you'll never see it again. But that's actually not all that uncommon. It's happening in your floor. A lot of times it'll happen with walls where you see drywall nails were back out of the hole. And sometimes it'll also be the source of floor squeaks, because when you put subfloor down, there's a type of nail that you use that's called, it's called in the trade a cooler, because it's rosin coated, and as the nail gets driven in, the friction melts the glue, and then as it cools, it sort of sticks in place, except it doesn't stick that well, and sometimes it works its way out, or sometimes it doesn't, but it's kind of like, you know, think of rosin on the bow of a violin, except it sounds a lot worse, and it makes a really loud squeaking sound. So not unusual, nothing to panic, easy fix.
Sounds good. Now, I would not go into the same hole, right? I would move over one?
If you use the screw, you could put it back in the same hole. It's not going to come out again because it's not, you know, you're not relying on the size of the hole to hold the nail tight. The screw will just, once you drive it, that's it. It stays put. It does not back out.
Perfect.
All
what
right?
did you say the name of that screw was? I'm sorry.
It's called a trim screw.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, if you're getting ready to plant a new tree or a bush this spring, adding mulch can both protect the roots and prevent weeds.
Yeah, but there can't be too much of a good thing when it comes to mulch, at least when it's applied the wrong way. So here are a few things to think about. First, you want to avoid creating what we call a mulch volcano. It's layers of mulch that build up into sort of a volcano-looking dome that covers the tree's root flare. That's where the trunk of the tree sort of swells outward and transitions into the root system. What happens is when that mulch is piled high above that root flare, the primary root system can be suffocated, and that will cause the bark to fall off, and it could kill the tree.
All right, so let's talk about how you should properly apply that mulch. First of all, you want to make sure that the soil is already weeded before you put the mulch down, and don't just dump that wheelbarrow full of mulch on top of it. Go ahead, use your hands so you can kind of gauge how deep that layer of mulch is that you're putting down. And you want to lay down a thick enough layer to discourage new weeds from coming up through it. About a 4-inch or so layer of mulch is going to discourage those weeds, although a 2-inch layer is kind of usually enough if you're in a shadier spot. So you kind of have to gauge where in the yard you're placing this mulch to how much you're using.
Yeah, in terms of the type of mulch, I much prefer wood chips, a wood chip mulch, over the shredded mulch. And the reason is because sometimes the shredded mulch contains a type of fungus called artillery fungus. Remember, Les, we haven't talked about that in a long time, but that's that fungus that becomes airborne.
It didn't go away.
It did not go away, and it sticks to your house. It can stick to your car, and I mean really, really stick, and be very hard to get rid of. So for those reasons, and I just think that the wood chip mulch looks better over a longer period of time, I would stick with the wood chips over the shredded mulch every time.
Kim in New York's online. How can we help you?
I have a water heater. It's a oil-fired, I guess is what you would say. And 2 years ago, we just got city water lines at my home. The rest of the years, the house is 56 years old, it's been well water. And I'm getting a staining or discolored water from the hot water only. Not
from just the hot water side?
Yeah.
Huh.
I put a paper towel in the sink and I drip the water and it's all discolored.
Hmm. So, well, you got some rust in there somehow. I'm not quite sure if that's coming from the water heater or that's coming from your plumbing line, but that's probably what's happening. Now, if you let it run for a long time, as opposed to just dripping, is it still discolored?
Yeah, I let the water in the bathroom sinks just run as a thin stream line, and yeah, for quite a while. And I notice it when you fill the tub. I'll clean my tub, fill it, soak it with bleach,
right,
and drain it, and there's a film. You know,
interesting.
It's a colored film.
How old is your water heater?
Well, I don't know where to look for the age of it, but
what would you
guess? Here's a thing on there.
Yeah.
It's probably 06 when I had it first serviced. You know how they have a sticker?
Yeah. So it's older than that. So it's pretty old then.
Correct.
Yeah, so you're at the end of a normal life cycle for that water heater. So you may be replacing it sooner rather than later. Now, you said it was oil fired. You don't have gas in the house?
No, there's no gas lines out here.
Okay, and so your option was either electric or oil, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, there is another type of water heater today that's electric that's more efficient than the old-fashioned electric water heaters. I just want to make sure you're aware of. It's called a heat pump water heater. It uses a different type of technology. The prices on these things have come way down since they first came out. And there are a number of really interesting benefits to these heat pump water heaters today that might make them more attractive to pick up than another oil water heater, which is going to be expensive and not nearly as efficient. So think about a heat pump water heater.
The oil-fired ones are expensive and not as
efficient. Yes, correct. Yep.
Not as this electric heat pump one. Okay, thank you. I will look into this.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay, thank you.
This is the Money Pit. Welcome to almost springtime. We're so happy that the weather is warming up and we're going to be back outside working on projects. But perhaps your big project for the upcoming season is how to make a small kitchen look bigger without a big project. Well, fear not. We've got some great tips on how you can do that. So stick around.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Attention adventure seekers. Save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there. When people ask
ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Paula wrote into Team Money Pit and has a question about a water heater. She says it's about 20 years old and the anode needs to be replaced because the hot water is starting to smell. My problem is that the anode seems to be stuck in there, and I need to know if there's any way that we can get it out without destroying the water heater. I mean, 20 years is an old water heater. So at this point, is that anode kind of just stuck in there?
Well, it certainly is stuck in there. And you know, to your first point, Leslie, I guess at 20 years, I wouldn't be trying too hard to replace it because you may go through a lot of trouble doing just that and find out
that
you just
end up needing to replace it.
Yeah, and the water heater starts to leak. But for those who are unaware what the heck we're talking about, let's talk about why replacing the anode can help eliminate that unpleasant sort of rotten egg smell from Paula's water heater. That anode rod is made of aluminum or magnesium, and it's basically designed to attract the corrosive elements in water, and it sort of sacrifices itself to protect the tank from rust and corrosion. And in the process, it can react with sulfur compounds in the water, which is why you get that sort of rotten egg, or more specifically, hydrogen sulfide gas smell that is the culprit behind the rotten egg odor. So to free up the anode, you got to make sure you have the right tools. You're going to need a properly sized socket wrench. You're going to need an extension to that to leverage it. I would tell you this, and maybe you've not done it yet, I would drop some penetrating oil on that anode for at least an hour or maybe even overnight to loosen up any corrosion, and then position the wrench very securely on the hex head of the anode and apply steady, firm pressure. Remember, counterclockwise, lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. You want to loosen that anode. If it's still stuck, again, I think I would just replace the entire water heater and not mess with it any further.
All right. Good luck with that.
Well, small kitchens can be tough places to work in, but a few modest updates can make it feel bigger and work better. Leslie's got some ideas to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a smaller kitchen definitely has a cozy feeling, but opening them up might not involve a whole lot of expense. And one way that you can do that is to simply add a skylight, because opening the ceiling, adding more light, creating something sort of visually interesting in a ceiling space can definitely change the whole look of the space. And surprisingly, that addition of light can make the room feel so much bigger. But if that seems like too big of a project, you can also add a sun tunnel, which is interesting because it's kind of like this little rounded skylight, but it's done with like a tube. So you end up with something that almost looks round like a hi-hat in your kitchen ceiling, except instead of being electrified light, this tube kind of finds its way to the roof and is mirrored on the inside, and it brings a ton of natural light into that small opening. It really is a great way to sort of have that skylight without such a huge project. Now, another idea to help your kitchen feel bigger is to remove soffits above the cabinet, which creates the illusion of space because it allows the eye to follow a wider ceiling. Now, you can also consider removing doors, you know, to create some open shelving, or changing out some doors for a glass-fronted door to kind of give depth to the space.
You can also, if you already have a glass-fronted door, you could add an interesting wall covering or a pop of color and paint behind whatever is in that cabinet. All of these things kind of give you the trick or the sense that that space is bigger because it's making it feel more interesting. Add different lighting, task lighting, pendant lighting. There's so many ways that you can bring new lighting into a space that will make the space feel bigger, more interesting. So fear not if a huge renovation project is not in line for you anytime soon. You can make a kitchen feel bigger and brighter with just a few couple of tricks here and there.
Great advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, does your home make a good first impression? We're going to share some low-cost landscaping ideas to help your home be the standout of the neighborhood on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.